Now, when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you Blood River Radio family out there. You're listening to Blood River Radio if you're tuned in right now to Liberty News Radio. And it is Father's Day, June the 19th, 2021. Before we go any further, you know the drill, but I'm going to do one thing before we usually do our prayer. As you know very well, if you've been listening to this show, June is United States Ship Liberty Memorial Month, and we've been celebrating it since the 5th, the 12th, the 8th, and 19th. We'll also celebrate it next week for a little bit. I'm going to try to not cry through this, but we're going to read the names. We're not going to let the memory of these seamen and Marines that died at the hands of the brutal, murderous Israelis. So go ahead, Jay. These are the servicemen that were murdered on the deck of United States Ship Liberty. Jerry Goss, Petty Officer. Warren Hersey, Petty Officer. Richard Keene, Seaman. James Lupton, Petty Officer. Anthony Mendel, Petty Officer. Sergeant Jack Raper, United States Marine Corps. John Smith Jr., Petty Officer. Alexander Thompson, Petty Officer. Lieutenant Stephen Toth, United States Navy. Melvin Smith, Chief Petty Officer. Thomas Thornton, Petty Officer. Francis Brown, Petty Officer. Robert Eisenberg, Petty Officer. Lawrence Hayden, Seaman. Carl Hoare, H-O-A-R, Seaman. R. Lynn, Chief Petty Officer. Lieutenant Commander Philip Armstrong, United States Navy. Corporal Edward Raymeyer, United States Marine Corps. David Marlborough, Seaman. Lieutenant James Pierce, United States Navy. David Skolak, Seaman. John Spitzer, Petty Officer. Philip Tedeke, Petty Officer. Frederick Walton, Petty Officer. Gary Blanchard, Seaman. Ronnie Campbell, Petty Officer. William Allenbaugh, Petty Officer. Alan Blue, Civilian. Jerry Converse, Petty Officer. Curtis Graves, Petty Officer. Alan Higgins, Petty Officer. James Lunau, Seaman. Dwayne Margraff, Petty Officer. Carl Nagin, Seaman. People, this the memory of the names. It kind of hits home when you just say 34 sailors and Marines were killed. That's one way. But when you really read the names out there, you see the carnage. And keep in mind, people, there were 174 sailors. And one Marine, I talked to the only surviving Marine on June the 4th and the 5th in Pensacola. Keep in mind, a great many of those, their lives were wrecked. They've had multiple marriages. They have nightmares, all kinds of horrible psychological and organic damage. So, people, I wanted to do that because I'm worried. I'm always really forgetful. But anyway, people, you know the drill here. What comes next, if you will, if you'll bow your heads in prayer, please. Almighty Father God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, thank you so much for giving us yet an opportunity to come and do God's work. Oh, Lord, I do feel like the people of Blood River Radio and Liberty News have been called to do God's work because, Lord knows, we could make a lot more money doing other stuff. Lord, thank you so much. Give us a great pleasure to do battle for you, O Lord. And if you will, Lord, please never, ever let us forget why we were doing this. And please never let us get full of ourselves. Don't let us beget a prideful look, which God hates. Nothing God hates more than a prideful look. So do not ever let us get full of ourselves and think we're oh so wonderful. Well, Lord, if you will, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we give you all the glory, Lord. All everything we accomplish in this show, we give you all the glory. Please stay with us, God. God, if we will, one favor. Let us, everybody on this radio show, everybody we're connected with, let us see the day we have victory over these Luciferian, communist, Satanist SOBs that have their combat boot on our face. I ask all this in your son, Jesus' name, who died on the cross while we were yet sinning. I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, tonight, people, before we go to our great, great, great guest and co-host, it is Father's Day. I'd like to wish all you people out there in radio land, including you too, Jay. Jay's a father, as is Sam, as is James, as is Keith. Anyway, I got this wonderful, wonderful card from I'll just read it to you. It says, to the best pappy-in-law in the world that I have ever known. That's my son-in-law. We love you, Rocco and Joe. Now, Rocco is his favorite cat. They have one cat. He's crazy about that cat. And on the other side of the card, it says, to someone who makes a world of difference to everyone whose life he touches, especially mine. I hope you have the best Father's Day possible. I love you, Robin. Robin's my oldest daughter. She's the one that takes me to New York, usually on her dime, to run the TCS New York City Marathon. But I wouldn't trade her for the world. She's one daughter out of 10,000. Also, I got this card from my grandson. It says, from a wonderful grandfather. I hope your day is overflowing with blessings, Papa, especially the kind that make your heart smile. And then he says, he gives me too much credit. He says, happy Father's Day to one of the greatest gifts God can ever bless me with. You have taught me so much and guided me through so much of my life. I could never thank you enough. I hope your day is wonderful. I love you so much. That's my 26-year-old grandson. I tell you what, I'd crawl through hell for him. And him, people like him, my daughter, people like Monica, people like me, all of our relatives that are dead, all of our children yet unborn, they're the ones that we do this for. That certainly is. Also, before I forget, I would like to thank the donors. We cannot thank the donors enough. Without the donors, it would be impossible for us to have Blood River Radio, and we sure as hell couldn't. We couldn't have gone. I didn't have enough gasoline to make it to the state line. But thanks to our donors, some of them donated specially, just special funds. They said they earmarked it for our trip to go down to Pensacola. Here's some of the people who donated extra that earmarked. So we have some people who donate every month, some people when they get it. These people sent in extra money for us to go to Pensacola. Jim Zim of Arizona. Alan, a new donor, big donor, of Tallahassee, Florida. Mr. Buddy, good old Mr. Buddy of Arkansas. Pam and Dennis of Virginia, rock solid Pam and Dennis. Jason Robb, attorney at law. He sent in money just for our trip. Rich and Janice Hamlin in Tennessee, they sent in a big one. Well, all donations are huge, people. Kenneth of New York, I call him Big Ben because he never misses a beat. You know, I'm so humble. I don't deserve everything he does. And Frank Hawat, that's kind of like a Winston Smith, if you know what I mean, from up north. He made a special donation. James of Washington State. And old Lee Cochran, Mo, sometimes co-host, and Phil Tarney, one of the USS Ship Liberty survivors, people. Okay, I'm going down here. One more announcement. General Nick is scheduled to be back on. God bless him. I got a message from him. He's supposed to be back in Croatia from God knows where. He's supposed to be there Wednesday. He's supposed to be on the show next Wednesday. Gene Andrews and Mr. Buddy, they're up in Chapel Hill, Tennessee at the Forest Home. They're having big celebrations up there, so Gene can't be with us tonight. Well, people, with all that out of the way, and it's a labor of love, we're going to bring on Miss Monica Schaefer, none other than Miss Monica Schaefer, and she's going to kind of, after about a half hour of this thing, she's going to kind of start ramrodding the show. And the second hour, we're going to bring on Jim Rizzoli, God willing, and we're going to have one bang-up show. So people, let me introduce, well, Miss Monica needs no introduction, but we'll let her introduce herself anyway. How are you doing tonight, Miss Monica?
I'm doing well, thanks very much. And can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I do.
Good. Yeah, so I guess I was made to be known through their persecution of me. You could say that they put me on the map, and that is the people who don't like us speaking the truth, the people who are doing a lot of harm to us, the people who want to genocide us. They tell us they want to do this. You could call them the bankers, or you could call them, you know, organized Jewry, whatever you want to call them. They are those who worship Lucifer, and they put me in jail for speaking the truth about World War II. So that's my basic introduction, and that made me, you know, well known, I guess you could say, among certain circles, and it gave me a voice. So, you know, you could say, well, thank you very much. Not that I wanted to go to prison, not at all, but they gave me a voice. There you go. That's how it works. And they don't make us weaker by doing those things. I can't really think of too many people who get persecuted and thrown in jail and come out with their tail between their legs, you know, and say, oh, sorry, I was all wrong. So anyway, I hear the music and we'll carry on after the break.
People, hold on. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, in a couple of minutes, because we're going to go right back to this Monica Schaefer, political prisoner for speech crimes. Be right back.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Well, dear precious Blood River Radio family and dear supporters, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for helping us. Like I said, it is June the 19th. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all you people out there. And people, we're going to go right back to Miss Monica, and we'll have another further announcement later about what we're going to talk about. Anyway, go ahead, Miss Monica.
Okay, you had asked me to name the names of people who have been persecuted under this notorious law in Germany, paragraph 130, which is the Holocaust denial law. And I will attempt to do so. I didn't have advance notice to put together the names, and I know that I'm going to miss a lot because I don't even know all of them. But I put together a short list of about 10 here who have been
jailed. Well, Ms. Monica, I would like to do two things. I would like to tell the guests, like I told you, I am notorious for doing things on the fly. And so first of all, I'm going to introduce the first hero on the list. And that hero you're listening to tonight on Blood River Radio, her name is Ms. Monica Schaefer. I call her my little sister, Braveheart. But listen, she's totally right. Put her on the spot. But we can promise you we're going to do research. Ms. Monica's good at that. And we're going to try to honor every single historian, revisionist historian we know of that's been persecuted, just like we did the sailors a few minutes ago. We're going to do that in the future. But we would like you to know some of them tonight. And forgive me for putting you on the spot like that, Ms. Monica. But I know, you know, there's nothing I can say that I can ask you to do that you can't do because you are.
That's all right. You know, you'll never have enough time in your show to list all of the people who have been persecuted for telling the truth about history. I'll just put that out there right
now.
That's
for sure.
If you want to go through the ages and further back in history. But why don't I start now? And one that is still in prison is my brother, Alfred Schaefer. And I was saying to you in the break that if he really is a strong spirited man, and you know they are trying to break him hard, but he will not break. This is his life's mission, and you know those of us who have been persecuted, we understand what's at stake. Our very existence is at stake, our very survival is at stake, and so once we understand the seriousness of it, we just put it all out there. Another one, Horst Mahler. He spent many years in prison, is now out of prison. And he had one, possibly two legs amputated while he was in prison. He did not get treated well there. But he is now out and he is still speaking. That is very good. Ursula Haverbeck, a very elderly woman who is also out of jail now, but was in prison, again, for telling the truth about World War II history.
And 90-something Sylvia years Stoltz, old, Miss Monica?
Yeah.
She's in her 90s and they had her in prison,
yes.
Correct? Go ahead, I'm sorry,
what was
I just
the
had
second?
To get that in there. Go ahead.
Yes, she is in her 90s. She went into jail when she was, I think she was 88 or 89 years old. But she has passed 90 now. Not sure exact age. But yeah, she's very elderly, but very with it still and still is, you know, speaking out. Sylvia Stoltz. She was an attorney who did her job too well. She went to jail for defending Ernst Zundel too well. So that takes me to the next one. Ernst Zundel was in jail in Germany for speaking the truth. He also was in jail before that in Canada for 2 years in solitary confinement. He basically tortured, lights on 24/7. That's the kind of treatment that a peaceful man who tells the truth gets. Günter Deckert, he went to jail. I'm not sure for how long. Wolfgang Fröhlich, or if anglicized the name Wolfgang Fröhlich, he's an Austrian who just came out not that long ago, maybe a year or two ago, after 15 years in an Austrian gulag. And I'm telling you, he is fighting as hard as ever right now, and he is being still very heavily persecuted. They've taken away his passport and taken away his other kinds of papers. He doesn't even get a pension. He has nothing, but he still is battling it. And yeah, these people need help. They need our assistance, let me tell you. Germar Rudolph. He is basically a political refugee now, living in the United States, and he was in prison in Germany for, I'm not quite sure exactly how long. Did I mention David Irving? He spent some time in a prison in Austria. And I haven't mentioned Robert Faurisson yet. Now, he was not in prison, however, he was persecuted for 40 years, and he was beat up several times, 10 times, twice left for dead. And he recovered and survived that, those beatings. He was in court many times, he was fined many times, and he was always continuing on with what he called exactitude. he just made no compromise on the truth. Now, there are others who are currently being persecuted. I know Marianne Wilfert is being persecuted. Many, many people in Germany get their homes raided by the police to steal all their equipment, their computers, this kind of thing. So the system in Germany, they are really hammering down on dissidents, people who do not toe the party line. And, you know, the party line being the Jewish story that we are all supposed to believe. And when you do the research and you realize that it's lies from start to finish, and the Holocaust lie, I call that a linchpin lie. And I know when Jim Rizzoli comes on in the second hour, what he believes is that is really the linchpin lie, because everything else kind of follows from that in terms of the story of the persecuted Jew, and that, you know, we are the aggressors and they are the poor victims. And when in fact it is the opposite, they have turned it on its head. That which they do to us, they accuse us of doing to them. And they put the veil over who the perpetrators of these crimes are. And, you know, the crimes are continuing, and they are in full force right now with their COVID scam. And it, you know, they try to hide who's really behind all that, but that is another, it is a Jewish game. It is a Jewish story. Well, a game is the wrong word. It's not a game. This is a planned genocide. Now, I've got a list in front of me. I think I've named the ones that I've got written down, and I'll turn it over to you.
You know, Miss Monica, I tell you, that's incredible that you can pull those names out of that, just out of your head. But you know what? I am not surprised at all, because I tell you, it'd make a mistake for anyone to underestimate your ability. But you know, as you were reading that, we said on this show many times, you're absolutely right. That is the linchpin. I call it the linchpin lie of the 20th and 21st century that cannot be. You know, it's the God, I like to call it the God of the Holocaust, that patented, jealous God that will have no other gods before it. The patented Holocaust, the $1 trillion Holocaust industry. But, you know, it's so bad. I was talking to an old sailor back and forth. He used to be in my Sunday school class before I left the Southern Baptist Church. He's a sailor. He was on the United States aircraft carrier, Coral Sea, which was not, they weren't anywhere near the theater where the Liberty was, or where the United States aircraft carrier, the America and the Saratoga, they were in that same theater of operations where the Liberty was. But the point I'm getting to is, even this is what's so astounding to me, the power and influence of the Jews worldwide is so great that American servicemen who were there and saw what happened, my friend who I'm just mentioning, they still will not dare come out and criticize Israel or any Jew whatsoever. Because they, I don't under, it's cognitive dissonance, as we've always said. But here's the thing. Some of them, like my friend, has been taught from almost birth by that crackpot Scofield Bible, which is just barely over 100 years old, that, you know, he who blesses Israel and he who you can't blesses Abraham and the Jews will be blessed. And if you say one word against any Jew or one word against Israel, you're going to hell forever and ever. I'm going to comment more on that as soon as we come back after the break. People, we're going to break. We'll be right back with Miss Monica Schaefer and herself. Be right back.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats and Republicans are still trying to negotiate a deal on infrastructure. The newest proposal is $1 trillion. Democrats want to increase taxes on wealthier individuals. Republicans want to use unspent COVID relief funds. President Biden said he'd like to see bipartisan action on infrastructure, but next week, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer will start exploring reconciliation, which would allow Democrats to only need more than 50% to pass the bill. The Faith and Freedom Coalition is wrapping up their conference. On Friday, former Vice President Mike Pence blasted President Biden.
In just 148 days, the Biden-Harris administration has unleashed a tidal wave of left-wing policies that threaten to wipe out all the progress that we made.
Most people cheered, but a few people booed him and chanted he was a traitor. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A 55-year-old man was arrested after allegedly assaulting California Governor Gavin Newsom as he made an appearance at an Oakland pizza restaurant. CHP, which provides security for the governor, said the Berkeley, California man was taken into custody. In a statement, they said the governor was approached by an aggressive individual. Members of the governor's security detail removed the governor from the situation. They said the man was booked into the Santa Rita Jail in Dublin, California, for investigation of resisting an executive order and assaulting a public official. Newsom didn't appear injured or disturbed by the alleged assault, later saying that different people have different ways of saying hello. A woman who identified herself as the suspect's sister said her brother is a homeless man with severe mental health problems. She told KABC-TV that the charges against him are consistent with his past charges and past behavior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, thank you, people. Thank you so much for holding on. This is a very emotional show because we're fighting Satan himself. Satan himself is who we're fighting. Listen, I'd like to also remind you that Miss Monica Schaefer, who's on tonight, the great hero, she's up there with all the heroes there. She has paid the price. She has gone to the gulag, to the Satan gulag in Germany for speech crime and thought crime. She is also the president of the Truth and Justice Center for Germans. Miss Monica, if you will, tell us more about that organization that you're the president of.
Yeah, the Truth and Justice for Germans Society, and our website is truthandjusticeforgermans.com, just all one word like that. So, yeah, we're a group of people who are dedicated to exactly what's in the title. I mean, the title really does speak for itself, and it's extremely relevant to all of us, actually, when we understand what happened to Germany in World War II and the lies that have been and the slander against Germans and Germany for decades and decades, even before World War II, World War I as well, and ever since. It extends to all white people, really. Like, the entire white race is under attack now and is being lied about. And so, really, that's also why I call the Holocaust the linchpin lie, because again, it by extension, it's not just the Germans who were supposedly, you know, the evil ones, which is all lies, but the demonized ones, shall we say, but now it's the entire white race. And so this, I know that you tied this together, and I think it's really, really brilliant that you tied this together with the USS Liberty victims of that, and the people who were persecuted for telling the truth about World War II history. So a person who hasn't looked into this might just think, well, how is this related? It's very related, because it's about this story of who is trying to harm us, who is genociding us, who has actually stated that they want us dead. And that is the Jewish story. It's the people who worship the other, you know, they are the chosen ones, all right, but their God is Lucifer. So, you know, this was very interesting what you're saying about the Scofield Bible and how people reading that Bible are saying, well, we will be blessed if we bless the Jews. And they really have no idea who these people are that they're, you know, bestowing all blessings on and calling them Jews, those who are Jews or that say they are Jews but are not. And that kind of thing. And so, it's a very self-destructive mode to be in if we're not allowing ourselves to criticize the lies and crimes of those who are actually trying to kill us. So that is self-destructive behavior, and it's done through this psychological warfare. You know, by way of deception, thou shalt make war. That is the motto of the Mossad. And they've been at it for not just decades, but hundreds of years, and not just hundreds of years, but thousands of years. I'll pass it over to you, Eddie.
You're so right, Miss Monica. It is the linchpin lie. The Holocaust is the linchpin lie. And it's, I'm going to say what I said during the break. I think I probably said it again, but it can't be said enough. I'm addressing now all you Israel-worshipping, Jewish-worshipping, American evangelical church that has been taken over by Satan, and especially there's none worse than the Southern Baptist Church. If you keep worshiping these Jews in Israel, to me, it's nothing less than blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you something else. God only forbid that there's another United States Ship Liberty incident where you have 18 and 20 and 25-year-old kids blown to hell, body parts scattered around like at a meat market, napalm burnt beyond recognition, 34 bags of body parts that could not be matched up. Here's what I hope. If that happens again, God only forbid, I would not wish it to happen. But if it does happen again, I hope it's not white trash like I was when I was coming up. Poor white trash that could not afford anything else. Like a lot of these young 17, 18-year-old sailors went enlisted in the Navy because they didn't have jobs. They were dirt poor. And that was like a rung up. But I hope instead of them being sacrificed to Satan, I hope it's your precious sons from the Southern Baptist Church and these evangelical churches that worship your God Israel and worship your God the Jews. And I hope that they take those 34 bags of mixed body parts that could not be identified from the hold of the United States Ship of Liberty. And I hope that your precious Israeli government takes them and ships them to your church, COD, cash on delivery, and you also charge you for even for the body bags, and then dumps their body parts out in the front lawn of the church and say, now come get it, you Israel-working, Jewish-working, worshiping Southern Baptists, and see if you can identify your body parts. And you know what? Well, you're still not off the hook. You still have to take a knee to Israel, and you have to say, and like my friends have said recently that I've told them all this, I still stand with Israel. And that's what I expect you to do. That's exactly what I expect. If it happens again, God help me. I hope it's your sons and daughters and not some other poor fatherless trailer park trash, some a kid who got drafted against his will and got blown all to hell. That's what I wish, Miss Monica. By God, these Judas goat evangelical Satan worshiping fake Christians. There's no penalty. There's nothing I hate worse than a Judas goat. There's nothing I hate worse. It's like a bitch dog having a litter of puppies and biting her puppies in the throat and then nursing a bunch of rat puppies. And that's what I wanted to say right now, Miss Monica, because I'm mad as hell about this. It's going to take me another month to get over this. But go ahead, Miss Monica.
Yeah. I mean, really, you know, if it just... The more you learn about what's going on, the more it boggles the mind that it's such a deception. Everything is false. And actually, who was it? William Casey said to Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And William Casey at the time was the CIA director. When Ronald Reagan came into power and William Casey was briefing him on CIA activities, and he said, when everything the American people believe is false, then we have completed our disinformation program. When everything that the American people believe is actually false, then we have succeeded. So really, what more can you say? So people need to wake up about who is the villain, who is doing this to us. And I mean, these days with what's going on, a friend of mine called it's an opaque scam, the biggest opaque scam ever, with the COVID scam, because really it's all in plain sight. And you can look at their own numbers and discover that, gee, there is no pandemic. There is no pandemic, but they've got everybody behaving with the masks and now with the injections, the poison injection. Now they're bribing people. I know they're doing it in your country as well, but in Canada, they're into, you know, giving out lottery tickets. They're, you know, giving out beer or fries or whatever they're giving out. And they're also telling children as young as 12, they do not need parental consent. I'm sorry if I change the subject going to this, but it's just so current and so pressing and so important and part of it. I hope you don't mind, Eddie, that I've gotten the subject right now.
Go ahead.
This thing about the children.
Away. I'd like to make one more comment that I forgot a minute ago. Their power is so great, Miss Monica. A lot of these people have not been brainwashed. They know the truth, but they're such damn cowards. They will not come forth. They had rather see another Liberty. They had rather see another Vietnam where thousands of boys and girls were maimed for life. They had rather see that than have to speak up and be labeled as a Holocaust denier. But I tell you who had the most virulent hatred for, even more so than the satanic Jews. Particular disdain for these so-called, these rich American evangelical Christians that are actually in truth, they are Satan worshiping, Jewish worshiping, and their idol. Idol Israel and the Jews have become their idol. And that's it. I just want to get the comment in because I forgot where to go. I got too wound up. Go ahead. When we come back, Ms. Monica, we're going to a break. I want you to take off. We'll go right where you were.
Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm back. People, welcome back to the show. I just got back from a quick break. It is June the 19th, and without further ado, we're going to go back to Miss Monica. Miss Monica is going to finish this segment out. I think I've commandeered too much of her time. Go ahead, Miss Monica.
Oh, no, you haven't taken too much of my time at all, Eddie. Everything you say is so true and to the point. So, no, I was talking about the children. This is pure communism. They are basically telling the children that the parents... cannot be trusted when they tell the children, you don't need your parental consent or even their knowledge. You can come and get the vaccine as young as 12 years of age. And they're also rewarding them with ice cream. Now, didn't we used to tell children to stay away from strangers who are, offering them candy or ice cream or something like that? And now they are doing it. I find this just to be so evil. It's pure communism, actually. And they've been setting the children up this way for a long, long time. Because in school, I know already 15 years ago or so, there were things happening in school that at that time I wasn't awake yet, but I realized, gee, they're getting these kids to talk about things in the home life that I didn't like very much. That why are they asking these kids to talk about certain things about the home life? And then they were telling the children, the young girls, you can go to the doctor and get birth control and you don't need to talk to your parents about any of this as young as 14. And that's what they were teaching the girls in school. So even if these young children had really good relationships with their parents, wouldn't that plant a seed in their heads that the parents are not to be trusted? Somehow the parents are their enemy. If they're being told in school that you don't have to tell your mom, you don't have to talk to your parents about this, it's just pure communism, dividing the families like that and turning people also into snitches on each other. And you talked about that before. And cowards, that is pure unadulterated communism. A society of snitches and cowards. And you were talking about the people who know better, but they're scared to speak up. They're scared to go against this whole masking business and whatnot, scared to speak out about it, just want to go along to get along. And what they do is they get the people to fight each other. They cannot win without the help of the people fighting each other. And they do that by getting all these shop owners threatening them that they'll shut them down if anybody comes in and without the masks, this kind of thing. And so they get the communities all divided and fighting each other. And I'm sure that all of your listeners have experienced that or have thought about that, they're getting the communities fighting each other, the people within the communities to fight each other, you know, so because they don't have enough people to implement their program without people doing it for them, you know, the people themselves. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to say about the bribery to get people to, you know, get them going for this injection, and also the language they use, they say vaccine hesitancy, as if, oh, you just haven't yet gotten around to it, but you really, you know, you're just not sure, you'll go a little bit later. But no, why don't they talk about outright refusers, people who are, you know, have done the research and found out, gee, they don't want to take this experimental injection. So, you know, but the language they use, it's very deceptive. It's, you know, because I do tune into the mainstream once in a while just to see what are they telling the people. And this is how the language they use is just so manipulative. I'm sure you've noticed that, Eddie.
Yes, yes. They're absolute, our enemy. They are absolute, they are the masters of words. They are absolutely masters at turning phrases. I would like to napalm the evangelical church one more time, one last comment to them. I truly believe many of them would sell their firstborn for Israel. What they need to do, and also they're big into adopting non-white children, they would sell their firstborn to take the money and sell them into slavery, child sex slavery, which just happens all the time, so they could go and purchase a couple of black kids from either Haiti, you know, the country of choice is Haiti and Kenya. If you can go in and buy a couple of blacks, one from Kenya, one from Haiti, you're a five-star recruit. That's as high as you can get, but you're so totally right there. And you know something else? You mentioned the COVID and stuff. And did you know in Australia, I had a note. I lost my note, but I'm going to say I'm thinking pretty well right. In all of Australia, the most recent statistics, they claim one death from COVID. They claim something like 200 deaths from the so-called, I'll call it the injection. And there's something like 20,000 incidents of severe allergic reactions, blood clots, organs failure, stuff like that, but the people did survive. Here we go. One death from COVID, 200 deaths from the so-called vaccination, and like 20,000 severe side effects. So there, I mean, yeah.
They've taken other causes of death and just renamed them. They've made the flu disappear. You know, there's no more flu, right? This is just a renamed, they've just reattributed the cause of death. And I could talk about the example that I know of firsthand. In the town I used to live in, it was a small town, there was a guy who had been walking around with his oxygen tank for a couple of years before this COVID started. And so people were already surprised he was still living. He was hanging in there. He was well into his 80s, his late 80s, actually. And then COVID started, and then he died at that time, maybe March or April of a year ago. And then they called him the COVID death in Jasper. And for many, many months, he was the only COVID death statistic for Jasper. And it was just so brazen. And when I pointed that out to people who knew him, who were in Jasper, but they still would say, well, yeah, but COVID was the thing that kind of pushed him over the edge. And I just couldn't believe their gullibility about that. Like, it was so blatant. And just multiply that thousands and thousands and thousands of times over, they just reattribute a death of any other cause to COVID. There is no pandemic. And people just have to, well, just do some basic research about the numbers of people dying. But now they're predicting that the hospitals will indeed fill up, but that's because of these injections, not because of some virus that they called COVID-19 or coronavirus. No, but now that they are actually injecting people, these previously empty hospitals, and they lied to us about that too, said all these hospitals were overflowing. They lied about that. Well, they very likely will start filling up now. So, yeah, that's That's what's going on. Now, their language, we were talking about how they do this with psychological warfare and manipulating how we think with their language. What we need to do is just embrace some of those weaponized words that they use against us, and then put the real definition on. For example, the biggest weaponized word is that these days, I think, is racist. Racist, yes. Okay? And so we can just say, well, oh, okay, I guess that means I understand that there are differences between the races. We are not all equal. And there's no such thing as all equal. That's a communist idea. It's a Jewish idea that we're all equal. So racist or racialist or whatever you want to call it, it just means somebody who recognizes that there are differences between the races. And when they say embrace diversity, we should actually be pointing out that they are erasing diversity because they want to mix everybody all together. And when you mix everybody all together, you're going to be destroying the different cultures, the different ethnic groups, the different races. You're going to end up with one big, you know, muddy, like if you have an artist that has their palette with all the different colors and you take a stick and mix all those colors together, what are you going to get? You're going to get some kind of a, you know, a muddy brown. And this is what they want to do to humanity, is destroy all the races. So when they use that except word racism, it's just such a weaponized word, and it stops people from thinking clearly. You know, so the communist idea that everybody's equal, there's no such thing. And what they are doing thereby is suppressing excellence and bringing everybody down to some kind of a mediocre level, you know. And it you cannot be free if you're equal, and if you're free, you're not equal. Okay, so if you're all equal, you're not free, put it that way. I'll pass it back to you, Eddie.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier giving out the powers that be, giving out ice cream for these children that will come get their COVID shot. And also, along that same line, Monica and myself spoke during one of the earlier breaks. We talked about this fellow who was in Washington State. His child, I think I've talked to this about the last show, but it deserves being mentioned again. This very gifted student, high school student, had been locked up in his room during the COVID, so-called COVID lockdown, and he'd been on his computers and phones so much he was suffering from sleep deprivation. But the parents didn't know that's what was called. They just knew that he was having problems, so they took him into the local hospital, the emergency room, and the hospital personnel separated the child from the parents and took the child off. He's gone for 20, 30, 35 minutes. They came back and they told the parents that what he was suffering. The child was suffering from a sexual identity that he really was. We knew he had the genitals of a man, of a boy, you know, 6 foot tall, 180 pounds, and a pair of male genitalia. But he was really, in reality, a girl inside. So they're going to have to send him to a sex change clinic, psychologically called, kind of stuff like that. With the man's lawyer, the parents' lawyer told him, do not fight this. Do not go off on these LGBT people, because if you do, their power is such in Washington State, they will take your child from you and force, and you won't see him again, and they will force him to take all this sex crap. So they got in their car, pretty much fled the state of Washington with their clothes on their back, because they did not want their son to be converted into a whatever it was. But That's how powerful these people are. Well, people, we've run out of an hour already. So if you will, we're getting ready to transfer to the second hour. It's a Miss Monica Schaefer, myself, Eddie DeBombardier Miller. We're going to pick up Jim Rosoli, and I'm going to set it on cruise control. And Miss Monica's going to ramrod the show with Mr. Jim Rosoli for the second hour. Be right back.